Hi, is this Anita Brown?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Anita. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Family First Care, and I received your information from one of my coworkers, Robin.
Yes.
Okay. And you have 12 hours per week,
Yes.
and you're looking for a female caregiver. What is your date of birth, Anita?
12/13/1958.
Okay. And what do you need help with?
Going to the store to get food, helping me around the house, doing laundry
Okay.
and cleaning, just basic
Laundry,
stuff.
housekeeping. What
Yeah.
about your personal care? Do you need any help with showering or anything like that?
My situation is getting worse,
Okay.
so I just went to the doctor. They're saying something about it's pressing on my nerves or something.
Okay. All right. So if your condition does worsen, you can definitely reach out to your insurance company to see if you have hours too.
But the thing is, I was trying to find the right person
I
because I just
understand.
don't want anybody in,
I understand.
around.
All right. Let me just pull up your insurance and see what we're working with. And what hours, what days do you want someone in?
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
From when? From what time?
From 10 to 2.
10 to 2? Okay, that works. And you are in 19154?
Yes.
Okay, give me one sec. And Anita Brown is your legal name, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I see Keystone First, Community Health Choices, the waivers there, everything looks good. Okay, and you prefer a female. Is there do you have laundry facilities on site, or do we need to go to a laundromat?
It's downstairs, yes.
Downstairs, okay. So what is your address?
11905 Academy Road.
Okay. And apartment number?
Three, apartment number
Three.
three. Yes.
Okay. Okay, Anita, I am going to send this over to intake and staffing, and they will find a caregiver who's available to work the schedule for you, and they will set up a phone interview, a three-way phone interview between yourself, the staffer, and the potential caregiver, and you can ask any questions you have. And then if you'd like to meet with them before starting, we can set that up at that time. And then only once that's done and you have approved of a caregiver is when we would ask that you request the authorization from Keystone.
Okay,
All
sounds good.
right.
Yeah.
All right, Anita. We'll talk very soon. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you.